Greetings, everyone. It's the day after Thanksgiving, and like I said yesterday, I'd like to talk about Thanksgiving. So this morning, I'm going to title my inspiration, Thanksgiving After Thanksgiving. You know, that yesterday was an official day set aside many, many years ago, probably back in the 1600s down in Massachusetts with the Pilgrim Colony, I think it was. They set aside a day to feast and to be thankful, to give thanks to God and for the harvest and everything. So I think it's good. I think it's good to have a day set aside like that. But now there's 364 more days now till there's another official Thanksgiving day. What are we going to do in the meantime? Are we going to be forgetting thankfulness, or is it going to be a way of life, day in and day out, that we're always thankful? I'd like to look at a few scriptures and consider how we should be thankful and for what. Well, let's think first of all about who isn't thankful. One thing for sure, the devil isn't thankful. The devil and his evil forces, fallen angels, they don't give thanks. They're not thankful. They don't even get close to it. They're not thankful. Now, another group of people that aren't thankful is unbelievers. Unbelievers don't give thanks to a God they don't even believe exists. Thanksgiving, in its very essence, is recognizing a God that is good, a God that meets out gifts and gives us things we need, who we are dependent upon. We don't give thanks if we feel like we did it ourselves, or like it was just Mother Nature, or things just happen on their own. Then we don't give thanks. Giving thanks is acknowledging a higher power that gives us good gifts, like I said. Another group that don't give thanks, at least very little, is proud people. Proud people like to think that the good that's in their life is through their own goodness, from their own doing. They've done it. They like to take credit for what happens in their life. So giving thanks is acknowledging that it's not me. I haven't done it. Somebody else that gave it to me, gave it as a gift because I couldn't pay for it. So proud people don't give thanks, unbelievers don't give thanks, and the devil and his followers don't give thanks. But for Christians, it should be very, very different. It should be a constant way of life for us. Let me read a few scriptures and make some comments. Scriptures that talk about thanksgiving. Psalm 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Romans 1, 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. I believe it's a dangerous thing to not be thankful. And this verse would say the same, that not giving thanks can turn people into being vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart being darkened. Of course, there's other things that play in there too, but it's very good for our souls to be thankful, and it's bad for our souls to be unthankful. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Even in the middle of requests and of supplication, yes, we should always be seeking the Lord for the things that we need. But in the middle of those requests, there should be thanksgiving. Thankfulness for what we do have, and thankfulness for God to be hearing us, and thankfulness for the ways that He will answer our prayers. Thankfulness thankfulness in making requests. Thankfulness is a way of life for the faithful, for the humble, for the God-exalting people. 1 Timothy 4:4, for every creature of God is good. Everything that God created is good. That's what it's saying. Every creation of God is good, and nothing could be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. So, if we get something from God and we're unthankful, then that thing may not be clean. But if we get something from God and we are thankful for it, then it's clean. I understand that to be the truth that's given there. Revelation 7:12, speaking of the 24 elders in heaven, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. There's going to be thanksgiving in heaven. That's another truth I wanted to bring out. Thanksgiving will be in heaven abundantly, I'm sure. At least getting that from Scripture here. 1 Corinthians 4:17, teaching us that thankfulness is edifying. Speaking of praying audibly in known tongues rather than in unknown tongues. Says, for thou verily giveth thanks well, but the other is not edified. I should probably go into the context of that. That's 1 Corinthians 14:17. I just copied the verse off. We should go and get a little deeper into that one. 1 Corinthians 14:17. A couple verses before go like this. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say Amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? For thou verily givest thanks well, but the other is not edified. So, when we are thankful, it's edifying to others. And it really is. I enjoy being around thankful people. Now, people that are unthankful, that's quite a different story. You spend some time with people that are unthankful, that complain about this and complain about that and grumble about that thing over there and talk about how people use them wrongly and how they were taken advantage of and how the government is corrupt and this and that and everything else, and on they go. That's very unedifying. You come away from that just feeling rotten and feeling like you're going to despair, or, you know, that everything's upside down. But when you're around thankful people that give thanks, that are happy, that love the Lord, that know that God is a giver of every good gift, and that's a lot better. You come away from that feeling edified and encouraged. One more verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Have you ever realized how much people pick and choose the scriptures? We can all be so guilty of it. You know, we can be good at taking one verse and it says what we like to be told, we like to do what it teaches, and we get real strong on this one verse, and we're faithful at doing it, and that's good. I'm not saying that that's not good. It's good. But the giving of thanks, the thankfulness theme, runs throughout Scripture and is taught so clearly. Yet how many people are there that really don't seem to be thankful? And here it's so clear that the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, put your name there, put my name there, make it personal. This is God's will, that in everything I give thanks. May that be a way of life for all of us. Hope you have a wonderful day. God bless you.